Let's go in depth. The city of Provo getting ready to say see you later to its two massive smokestacks on Freedom Boulevard. The Provo Power smokestacks have been around for 75 years, but city spokesman Corey Norman says they have to come down for safety reasons.
Simply because if we had any sort of natural disaster, those would be one of the first things to come down in the city. They're over 75 years old. When they were built with asbestos. And so we had to, there's a lot of things, a lot of factors that went into consideration before we just said, excuse me, these things need to come down.
Norman says some Provo residents wanted to keep those iconic smokestacks.
We've had some people that have indicated that it would be better to spend the money to be able to maintain the iconic nature of really something that they feel like adds to the legacy of Provo and how it owns its own power plant. But generally speaking, when we tell people that it's going to cost $2 million a piece for us to keep them, they draw back a little bit. It certainly has caused some pause.
Norman also says the structures will come down about 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and they're going to have an area where people can watch the demolition safely. The land will be used to build a new Provo Power facility.